What's going on, everyone? This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. Listen, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back on the air. You know what I'm saying? It's a great time. It's a great season. I'm looking forward to, you know, talking with the people out here in our world, regardless of where you at, what you believe, whatever type of thoughts you think in your mind. It's all welcome here on Dirty Church Radio. We back stronger than ever. Minister Jay Miller, along with my co-host, Aaron the Devil's Advocate Spradley. Listen, I want you to stay tuned. I'm about to play this song. And right after that, we'll be right back at you live in effect. Dirty Church Radio. We here, y'all. We here. God bless everyone. Again, this is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. I'm so glad all of you have tuned in to our show. Listen, we've been gone for a little bit, but listen, we're back. We're going to be having some major, major topics going on in the show. We're going to have some major guests coming on the show. We're going to have a whole lot. You know, this is a show that's live, in effect. If you're able to voice your opinion. Listen, I apologize. Sometimes when I do the show, you may hear sometimes babies crying, kids, whatever, because the show is done in a real live environment, you know, right at the house, amongst family, friends, whatever goes on. So it's a live feeling because we live in a real world and we deal with real issues and it's serious. So I like to talk from a real place, you know, not just going to some you know, room somewhere. I like to be in the midst of everything that's going on. So you may hear some stuff in the background. But listen, just know that I'm just inviting you all, you know, to my world and to, you know, my home or wherever I'm connected, wherever I'm at. And right now, before we start showing off, let's just make a call real quick. I'm about to call the devil's advocate. But listen, he don't know that I'm about to call him. So he don't know that he's about to be live on the show. So this is a great thing that we're about to do right now. Hold on. Can we get it going? But hold on. Before we make that call, a lot of y'all probably been, you know, you looked at the topic dealing with the false identity of man. And what we're just basically saying, you know, man in general, are we walking in our rightful place? Are we, you know, doing what we need to do? Are we being who we were born to be? Are we on the path that was designed for us to be on? Regardless of, you know, what your belief is or what you connected to. I mean, but there must be a real, true design for man and mankind. And are we really walking in it? Or are we walking based on, you know, a false perception of who we are as man, as mankind? Whether you're a man or a woman, as mankind. So, listen, I want some people to just call in on the show. The number is 773-897-6319. Matt, too, if you out there listening, bro, listen, Dirty Church Radio, we back strong, man. Call in, you know what I'm saying? Out there in Michigan, you know what I mean? Our brother Senefa, he down in Atlanta, you know what I mean? He got a new book out. I can't wait to have him on the show so he can, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, his project with the book and which way it's heading, you know, what he expect, what's his vision for the book and different things like that. This show today is really a short show, just a half an hour. The show is basically about really just letting everyone know that we really back strong and that you can look forward to more shows, that you can look forward to better and greater topics, real life topics, real issue topics. This year we're going to confront things that we don't probably want to confront. But you know how Dirty Church Radio is. We straight to the point. Ain't no sugarcoating, ain't no cherries, you know what I mean? Sweeten things up. We like to give it to you raw and how it is because we live in a raw world, you know what I mean? And we have to acknowledge these issues and things that we're dealing with, you know, that's surrounding us, that's plaguing our cities, that's plaguing our, you know, country, that's plaguing our homes, our family, our children, and just so much that's going on in this world. And so much depression, so much mental pain and bitterness, unforgiveness, no love, hatred. It's just like a cancer that's just getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's some things that we have to face. Now, me as Minister Jay Miller out there, everyone knows who I represent. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe him as my Lord and Savior. I believe he is a true deliverer. I believe in faith. I believe in the power of faith. I believe in prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in God's word. Regardless what man might say, who interpreted this and who interpreted that, I believe God to be real. And I believe God that he can live in our lives, that he can live in us. And I believe it's God who can truly show us who we are. He can truly give us our purpose, give us our identity, that we don't have to no longer just walk in a fake or in a misled, having a misled perception about who we are. And so we can break that chain of passing down error to our children. That we can break that chain. We can break the cycle of manipulation and break the cycle of pain and break the cycle of hatred. You know, break the cycle of unforgiveness, but that we can begin to rebuild in our minds, having our minds transformed. Our minds need to be renewed the things, how we think about ourselves, how we look at our situation. We think that our struggles are greater than who we are. But I come to say that we're greater than our struggle. And I know we're all going through different things. Some of us may be going through financial things. Some of us may be going through the pain of our children, the pain of lost ones. Right now, there's so much calamity, so much stuff going on. It will literally drive you crazy. And what's wrong in this world, people need peace in their mind. Everything is moving fast. Everything is moving, just everything is microwave, boom, fast, instant. Everything is just moving so fast. But I believe we need to start having a slow-cooked meal in our minds. We need to slow down a little bit. We need to relax. Our minds need rest from the everyday things that we deal with. Our minds need rest. We need peace. And I believe that God can give us peace in our minds if we let him. And if we don't let our intellect get in the way of the perception of God. And I know someone who called in, oh, have you ever seen God? Tell me how he looks. Tell me how he sounds. And all that. But, hey, that's a way of thinking. But I believe God is an experience. And it's something you have to experience him for yourself. And I guarantee you, if you seek God, I believe he will reveal himself to you. Because I know he revealed himself to me. Different situations and things that I've been in my life. I tried, you know, a lot of different things. But when I tried God, and I not just tried him because trying to see to prove something, but I tried him with a sincere heart. I tried him, if you be true, show me, help me out of this situation. Because the situation that I'm in my mind is darkness, and I can't see no exit. I'm trapped. I'm suffocating. I'm in such a confined mental place that I can't even scream for help. Please, give me some oxygen so that I can begin to breathe, so that I can begin to think right. And some of us, we need to be able to think better. The thoughts that we're thinking about ourselves and our situation is making us worse. But it's time for us to take a deep breath and breathe in. Breathe in the perception. Breathe in some faith in your life. It can be greater. I know you may have already experienced so much things that have been against you, people. It seems like everything is just not working in your favor. And it builds such anger. A lot of us are angry. We're mad about what we've experienced. We're mad about what we've lost. The one thing that we lost, the person that we lost. We love them, and now they're gone, and we have questions. Why they're not here? Why did this happen? So many questions of why. And we get angry, and we get frustrated. We get frustrated, and we begin to build a character of something else that is not really us. It's only us based on how we're seeing and what we're seeing and what it's making us feel like. So now we create a whole new identity to cover the pain, to suppress the pain, to hide the pain. We put a costume on. Now we're walking around in a false identity. In true deliverance, I believe true peace in your mind happens when you confront the very thing that has hurt you. You confront the very thing that has let you down. When you confront the very thing that you have not been able to forgive. When you confront those things, and you begin to confront and get some answers and talk and let the truth, face the truth, and no longer lie to yourself. that's when you will begin to be set free in your mind. And a lot of us, I mean, a lot of us, hey, man, we might have so much going on for us. We got, like, got money in the bank. You know, we got all the cars we want, houses. We may have a whole lot of friends, people looking up to you and all type of things. But when you go home by yourself and when you're thinking those thoughts that you think by yourself, you know how it makes you feel. You know those thoughts you think. None of those things that you have takes them thoughts away. Only for a moment, but when you're in that lonely place, when you're back by yourself, you feel so hurt. You feel so alone. You feel so, oh, man. It's crazy how in this world you can go from one mood to another mood quick. You know, certain people around that may bring a certain feeling, you okay, but then when you leave from them, you don't know who you are. It's like you only know who you are when you're around certain people. Or it's like people, when you get around certain people, the people that you get around, it's like they write the script of your life for you, and you play the role that they have scripted. But it's time for you to take the pens out of other people's hands. Time for you to take the pen out and begin to write how you see yourself. You be the writer. And let God lead your hand. But don't let your struggle write your story for you. Don't let your struggle give you your identification. Don't let a place where you lack in make you become nothing but a lack being, a being of lack. We can't let our circumstance be what gives us confirmation of who we are. I'm not going to let my struggle lie to me. I'm not going to let the habit that's been hard for me to break continue to lie to me and say that I can never be nothing more than where I'm at. If I believe that, I'm walking in a false identity. And that is something that we cannot do. We cannot do. We must press. We must press beyond these feelings, emotions that are getting people killed for no reason. Or the lack of emotion and feeling. Some people are so numb. They don't feel anything. No heart. And the thing, what has happened is their life that they've lived and what they've been around begin to write the script for them. And they just play the role. We can no longer let things that we go through make us become our puppet master. And make us the puppet and begin to dangle us and make us dance the way it wants us to dance. We can't do that. We can't do that. We are greater. We are greater people. We are greater people than that. Listen, someone call in, man. 773-897-6319. It's Dirty Church Radio, man. I'm your host, Minister Jay Miller. Talk to me, somebody. Tell me something that you're going through or something that you know someone going through. You know what I mean? That's been hard, that they've been just dealing with. Some people are hurting right now. Some people just want to be heard. Some people just need somebody to listen. Some people just need to tell their story because your story can help someone else out. Some people can, and don't hold your story. Don't hold it. We overcome by the word of our testimonies. And some of us have great testimonies that can help someone else out of where they at. This is the time, man. We live in a selfish world. Selfish. Everything is about me, 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 me. Me. You know? And it keeps us just in prison, man. It keeps us in prison from going forward. It keeps us in prison from going to a whole nother level in this life. We cannot. It's time for somebody to kick the bucket that's full of crabs. Everybody has these crab mentalities, pulling each other down. Don't want to build no one up. But it's all from a way of thinking. It's people's minds. People's minds are messed up. Messed up, man. People's minds and thoughts need healing. People's minds are just wounded, hurt, infected with so much stuff that healing must take place. Healing must take place in the minds of people. And I know everyone might be listening, you don't believe in healing, God can heal. But he is a healer. He is a healer. He will heal your mind. He will give you peace in your mind. And you know that's what you need. That's what you need. Because listen, all the money that you might have, there's people with a whole bunch of money, rich, still committing suicide, taking their own lives because they can't deal with life. No peace. You got the tangible physical things, but the inner you, the inner mind, the emotions, the soul of you, just so hurt, confused, battered, bruised. And you need, hey man, you just need newness. Newness. And you can get it. But first you have to recognize that, listen, I'm walking in a false identity. This is not who I am. This is not who I am. I know I'm in the jungles of life. Feel like I'm trapped here. I'm surrounded by many things that can kill me. Surrounded by many things that can just keep me stranded, in a sense, in a lost, wandering place. And it's a lot of us like that, man. People need love. It's like we live in generation, man, where it's loveless. Like people don't know what love is because they've grown up without love. They haven't experienced real love. So they don't even know how to give it or don't even know what it really feels like. So some people, we just become addicted to the pain that they're going through. They become addicted. They become addicted to the drama. You know? They become addicted to all of that stuff. And it's something about Dirty Church Radio that is going to be very unique. And that's going to be that when you call in here, your story will be heard. Regardless, you won't be judged based on your story. Because on Dirty Church Radio, this is the show that will present hope regardless of where you at, where you find yourself at in life. Hope is possible. Hope is available. And some of us, how messed up we are, that's all you might have is just a little bit of hope. Because everything else to you seems like it failed. But we believe here on Dirty Church Radio, just calling in onto the show and just hearing the different conversations that will take place, whether you agree with some of the conversations or not, there will be something that could possibly ignite something in you to keep pushing a little bit more further and not to give up. Not to just throw in the towel, but that keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting your way out of where you are, especially when you know this is not my destiny. This is not my destination for me to be here. It may be a temporal place for me, but this is not a permanent place for me. And that is something that when we begin to think like that, we begin to conquer more. We begin to get more stronger when it comes to things that we go through. We begin to be able to still maintain joy in the midst of these battles that we deal with. Knowing that it's okay for me to smile. It's okay for me to laugh. It's okay for me to have fun. I can do that. I can do those things without feeling guilty. You know, I deserve to do some things in life. I deserve to spend time with my family. I deserve to love on my kids. And my kids deserve to feel the love from me. I can't just, when people come around me, all they feel is my bitterness and what I'm going through. I have to be able to press past that. We have to fight. I need to, if I don't know what love means, if I've never felt love, I must search it. I must search it out because there's something in me that's telling me that it exists and I want to feel it. I want to feel it. I want to feel what love is. And I don't have to settle. I don't have to settle to be the miserable person. I don't have to settle to be the depressed person. I don't have to settle to be the unforgiving person. The person that's full of hatred, envy, jealousy. I don't have to be that person. I don't have to walk in that identity. Because God did not intend, his intention is not for me to be that person. His intention is for husbands to love their wives, for wives to love their husbands, for children to love their parents, for parents to love their children, to treat our neighbors right. That's what God's intentions are for us. If we're hurting our neighbor, if we're causing harm to people in the world by our actions and our words, that's a false identity that we need deliverance from. We need to be set free from that mentality, whether you agree or not. We don't have to walk in a false identity. But I guarantee you that God's word will show you, will become a mirror to your life and to show you how great you can become. And how greatly designed you are. Listen, this is Dirty Church Radio with your host, Minister Jay Miller. I just want everyone to know out here, listen, we love you. We're praying for you. And I pray that you will continue to call in on the show. I will pray that you will pray for the show, that the show will be able to just, if it only helps one in a million, that someone is just helped, that someone's mind can become better in the midst of whatever they're going through. Listen, men, be men. Women, be women. Children, be children. God bless you.